Last week, we aired a strong criticism of the Diane Rehm Show by listener Paul. It prompted a number of objections. Ian Brown of Wilmington wrote, "I appreciate the station's programming and the work you guys do for the community. I also want to stand up and say something in defense of the Diane Rehm Show. It's really sad that people feel like they need to bash the show and write it off simply because of her voice. Typically, she has well-informed guests, though I certainly don't agree with all of them, and she herself presents information in a balanced, well-worded way. Listeners should really try to judge the show based on its content. The Diane Rehm Show happens to be one of my favorites on your station. There's a reason why she has a huge following." Listener Nancy wrote, "I heard on feedback this morning that one of your listeners was going to refuse to pledge as long as you continue to carry Diane Rehm because he can't stand her voice. In my opinion, Diane Rehm's is the best program on public radio with thoughtful, well-informed guests every day. Diane barely speaks other than to move the discussion forward among her expert guests. You can bill my husband and me for whatever that person is going to withhold." Nancy, thank you for your offer to replace listener Paul's contributions. You can send us a check for $0.00 at any time. Matt from Southport wrote, "Really? I'm surprised at how many negative responses are sent in to WHQR concerning Diane Rehm's voice. This is your main concern? Personally, my life has been vastly enriched by people with rather odd voices. The nasal, whiny voice of Studs Terkel, the computerized voice of Stephen Hawking, the drone of Barry Goldwater, the awful attempt at singing by Bob Dylan, and the list goes on. Please, as a listener, try to put aside your vain, petty, personal biases and just listen. You may learn something." Al from Hampstead wrote, "Let me begin by saying, WHQR, you are doing a superb job of providing unbiased news and entertainment to our community. Thank you. Every Friday morning, I experience a roller coaster of emotions while listening to our station. I feel happiness and hope for humankind after I listen to StoryCorps, and then those emotions are dashed and replaced by anger and sadness at the quality of some people that populate our community after I listen to Friday feedback. The degree of narcissism, narrow-mindedness, extreme condescension, self-righteousness that is expressed in their opinions during Friday feedback is corrosive at best and not representative of the Southern charm, regardless of their accent. Their need to resort to blackmailing the station by threatening to withhold their contributions speaks volumes about their level of conservatism. For those that do not like the Diane Rehm Show, get over it. It does not matter how many times you include 'bless her heart' in your feedback. You're insulting and offensive. Open up your minds, get past yourself, and you will find a melting pot of ideas that will help you grow as a human being." On the other hand, listener Janie wrote on this Friday Feedback's web story, "When the Diane Rehm Show comes on, I turn off."
This is a longtime listener of National Public Radio. I've lived all over the state of North Carolina, recently moved to Wilmington from the Chapel Hill, Durham, Raleigh area. Wanted to let you guys know that you play entirely too much classical music. You should take a good hard look at Raleigh's 91.5 and try to emulate them, because every time I seem to turn it on, it's either classical music or some other type of slow, depressing type music, as opposed to the quality programs that NPR has to offer. I'd really appreciate if you could take this suggestion to heart and rearrange your programming, please. I've never heard such a worse National Public Radio. Thank you.
Listener Ron Bauer wrote, "I take great exception to last week's broadcast of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. This show has an obviously left-wing bias, as evidenced by its jokes about Mitt Romney's campaign, which is a continuation of the political leaning of its panels. To start with, they took the quote of the 47% video message out of context, which significantly altered what Governor Romney actually said in context. Then Carl went on to absolutely insult the governor by referring to him as a jackass when commenting on the missing 2 minutes. No one mentioned the propriety of leaving out the 2 minutes, only emphasizing the mischaracterization of Governor Romney. This is not only politically biased to the worst degree, but also insulting and not worthy of what is supposed to be a program of intelligent thought. I've come not to expect anything remotely favorable to anyone other than the liberals of the Democrat Party, most specifically Barack Obama, on NPR. I understand that NPR represents commercially less popular radio programming. That's why it has to be underwritten by public funding. But to use that funding, which comes not only from my tax dollars, but also from the constant appeal for donations, is insulting to me. This being said, I still do find the show somewhat humorous, my brain being significantly able to discern the difference between humor and sarcasm and factual statements. However, last week's broadcast was way over the top in political bias. Should I await an official apology next week on this Bad Manners? I should think not. We cannot insult our enemies, and everyone is quick to apologize to them, but our friends are a completely different matter. Remember, good manners are always in style. Walter and Claudia Holmes of Leland get the last word. They say, "We enjoy WHQR very much. A perfect mix." We'd love to hear from you on Friday Feedback. You can send us feedback in an email message to feedback@whqr.org. Our feedback phone is 910-292-WHQR. That's 292-9477. And thanks for your feedback.